It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Today, we're going to hear from Ken Kennerly. He is the executive director of the Cognizant Classic and president and CEO of K2 Sports Ventures, LLC. He's been in the sports marketing business for over 31 years and helped run the Honda Classic, which is now the Cognizant Classic, there in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, on the PGA Tour. He's also a big part of why the PGA Tour Champions is bringing a playoff event to Pleasant Valley Country Club in the form of the Simmons Bank Championship. Ken knows the game of golf, has been involved with it his entire life, and I really think you're going to enjoy my interview with him as he talks about some of the exciting aspects coming to the PGA Tour Champions Simmons Bank Championship at Pleasant Valley Country Club in late October. You will definitely want to be a part of that event. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you go to their website, bphotels.com, find one of their outstanding properties, and book it. That's all you really have to do. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a great sponsor of From the Short Grass. We're back with Ken Kennerly after this. Stay with us. Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. When I met Ken Kennerly for this interview, I was blown away with his knowledge of the game of golf, his passion for the game of golf and professional golf and putting on golf tournaments in particular. That's why I think this Simmons Bank Championship at Pleasant Valley Country Club is being run by top-notch individuals, and it's going to be a great success. You're going to get the best of the best players on the PGA Tour Champions coming to Little Rock, Arkansas and Pleasant Valley Country Club to compete in the Charles Schwab Cup. It's the second leg of their three-leg playoff, and it's an event you will not want to miss. On the tee, Ken Kennerly. Ken Kennerly, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. It's good to meet you in person, and I appreciate your time for coming in today. And when did you first pick up a golf club?
Well, Trey, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. I'm a big fan of Little Rock and the state of Arkansas overall. And, you know, to be in this this great area and the capacity of professional golf is really exciting. You know, I know we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, I played a little late. I grew up in New York City, right in the city. So, you know, you don't have the opportunity to play golf in the city. If you're banging
really
a ball, it's mostly out in Long Island or Jersey or Westchester. But I started playing really in high school. I played baseball and soccer and a little squash. And so I had some decent hand-eye coordination. And I just went out with some friends and just banging around on a, you know, a public driving range and public golf courses for a while. And, you know, just got hooked and went to college and didn't play on the team, but I played with a lot of the guys on the team. I used to play in flip-flops up in the snow up in New Hampshire and at Dartmouth, and just got hooked. And, you know, from there I, you know, pursued the whole sports marketing business because of my love affair with the game of golf and the traditions of the game and everything the game represents, and the class and the quality and the people you meet. And, you know, there's nothing like it on this planet.
Squash.
Yeah.
That's a name. I mean, I think that's the first time I've ever heard someone really say, oh, and I played squash as well. Now, I know what the game is. I'm a sport junkie, but I've never heard that before. How did you come about to play squash?
Well, my funny you say that, because now it's probably pickleball, right? When you talk about a racket sport today, the new one is pickleball. But no, I mean, I my bigger sports were soccer and baseball. But, you know, you had to have a winter sport.
Sure.
And, you know, growing up in New York and
it wasn't basketball?
I was not a basketball. Obviously, I don't have the height, and I would foul out of a game before the end of the first quarter. So, you know, I seemed to take the rugby-esque basketball approach. But I played tennis growing up, and actually just learned to play some squash, played a little bit of racquetball, and I played in the wintertime, and it was great. I wish frankly more places still had squash, because it's a great workout. It's a great way again to meet people. But, you know, I think at my age, I'd probably end up hurting myself like people in pickleball. Goodness, the orthopedics love it. So more people from pickleball that they're operating on now than any other sport out there.
They exactly do. The only thing I know about squash is you better have your goggles when you go to play.
Absolutely right. Yeah, that ball's flying around that court. Yep.
When you think about the game of golf, and obviously playing in high school, didn't play in college, but how did you mold yourself to the game? How did you come to enjoy it?
Well, again, you know, it's as an athlete, a former athlete, I should say, you know, we're very competitive. And, you know, it's funny, my wife just got into golf because of COVID. She was a D1 tennis player, and we were just talking about it the other day. And, you know, she was in the hundreds. Now she's in the high 80s. But, you know, you go hundreds, high 90s, mid, low 90s, and, you know, you see the improvement. And you just get there. And I got down to about a 5 handicap. I'm back up to like a 12. But I just love the game. I mean, I love the camaraderie. I love the ability to go out with buddies and friends and have a good time. And, you know, from a business perspective, there's probably nothing better on this planet than interact with, you know, 4 or 5 hours on a golf course. And Mark McCormick, the founder of IMG, who I was involved with at one time in my career, you know, said you learn more about a person playing 18 holes of golf than you will, you know, doing business with them for, you know, 2 or 3 months. You just learn so much about people.
I think it does go hand in hand with business ventures and playing the game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, of course, there are people in business that don't play golf, so, you know, they might not have that opportunity. But, you know, I think one of the fastest growing new groups in golf are women. You know, I do a lot of work with the National Golf Foundation. Joe Bedditt's the CEO, and I are good friends. And Greg Nathan is the newly announced CEO for the National Golf Foundation. You know, we talk about the growth of the game all the time, and women represent the next phase, and it's fabulous. And my daughter plays. She's about an 8-9 handicap. She went to Auburn, didn't play at Auburn, but and my son plays as well. And it's a great game for business. I think for women that play golf in business is an enormous opportunity for them, because I think, unfortunately, there's still a lot of people out there that don't realize that there are as many women players as there are. So, mm-hmm. You know, I could tell you, I play with my daughter. She plays those forward tees, hits it about 220 off the tee. If you're in a scramble, you're not touching my golf ball. You're using her ball all the way around.
That's what I was going to get at, because I see it around here, Ken. When you go out and you play in a scramble, if you've got a good female player that can play, a lady female player that gets to use the forward tees, you can win some scrambles that way.
Absolutely right. I mean, my son played at Wake Forest. He goes to the tips. I go kind of in the middle, about 6,500. My daughter's up on those forward tees. We're using her ball all the way around, and it's fun. And I just think it's so great for everybody to play golf, but I think the growth of the women's game is really extraordinary, and we're seeing it.
You said your son played at Wake Forest. I understand he played with Will Zalatoris on the same team?
He did. He played with Will was a couple years older. Cameron Young was a year older. Charlie was a nice player. But, you know, when you start comparing yourself to Will and to Cameron Young and other players at Wake Forest, you know, he quickly pivoted. And he's in the financial world in New York City as a good amateur player and probably getting a lot out of his amateur golf game, frankly, more so than he would as if he had turned professional.
I think there's nothing wrong with the amateur game. I mean, why not? I mean, if you can afford it, if you've got a good job and you can go play the game, you can play competitively. I mean, that's what I do here in the state of Arkansas. I love the competition.
I agree with you. You know, in our early conversation, you were mentioning Danny Yates. You know, what he's done, the game of golf has been for him. You know, the whole Yates family, Charlie Yates, Danny Yates, and it's extraordinary. And, you know, I don't know about you. You're a better player than I am, but no one invites me to play golf. But they're going to invite a scratch plus two handicap to go out and play all the time. And from a business perspective, there's really nothing better. And again, you know, you look at, you know, what's coming here to Arkansas on the Simmons Bank Championship in October is terribly exciting. And I can tell you, you know, because I'm involved with Pro Links. I oversee the Champions Tour events for Pro Links Sports. So obviously I'm in this market overseeing this great team, Kaylee Beecham and the team and Freddie Black and, you know, all the great Simmons folks. And, you know, this is a market that's going to be extremely successful, and the tournament will be extremely successful because we're being in this market. And I've been coming here since 94, you know, when Glenn Day and I were good friends, and mm-hmm. I represented Glenn and then got to know Kenny Duke and a bunch of the other guys. We've been looking to bring professional golf to Little Rock for really since 94. You know, Warren built a lotion. We talked to the USGA and the PGA of America about coming here with one of their senior majors. And it's an awesome market. This event is going to be one of the best, if not the best, on the PGA Tour champion schedule. You know, we've seen enormous success in Omaha and Des Moines and some of these other markets that are similar to Little Rock. But when you look at the competition or lack of competition for us in Little Rock in the state of Arkansas, there's nothing but success as we look forward, as we look on the horizon here. Of course, you've got the LPGA up in Northwest, the Walmart event, which is very nice and very well done. You have Arkansas football. But, you know, other than those two, that's pretty much it. So, you know, we're looking forward to bringing the best of the PGA Tour champions to Little Rock.
And Ken, you've been around the game of professional golf for basically, what, your entire life? Your adult life,
36 years. Yeah. Got out of college in 87. I've been in the game, and I've been blessed to be in the game.
What sets Little Rock aside, do you believe, that is going to be so beneficial for PGA Tour champions to be here and at Pleasant Valley?
Well, I think we call it a starved golf market. I mean, you know, as you well know, you live here. I mean, you have great golf courses. You have a tremendous number of players, male and female, and you know, you're sports fans. And why hasn't the PGA Tour champions been here? Why hasn't a major event been to Little Rock, Arkansas? It's just a matter of time. And, you know, we all get down and thank George Makris because he got it. You know, you've talked to Freddie Black. You know, Glenn Day and George first talk in St. Louis doing a pro-am. And, you know, George saw it through. I mean, again, I've been talking to businesses in Arkansas since 1994 on and off. And, you know, it takes a title sponsor to commit to bring an event here. You know, yes, we were talking about the majors and some others, which would have been great as well. But it takes a title sponsor, and George Makris got it, and he wants to bring this here. And he doesn't only want to bring it here to brand Simmons Bank, which of course is one of his two priorities, mm-hmm. but he also wants to give back to charity. Every event on the PGA Tour and PGA Tour Champions is a 501c3. So George has set up Arkansas Champions Trust as the host organization. This event's going to raise money, which George and the board are going to determine where in the community the money is going to go. And, you know, this is a philanthropic machine. The PGA Tour was created that way in 1969 when Joe Dye and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold started the tour when they broke away from the PGA of America. George Makris understands that all too well. If you ask George what his priority is, he would probably say giving away to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And then right behind it, you know, branding Simmons Bank and, you know, making sure the people around the state and the extended states and the country and around the world understand what Simmons Bank means to the game of golf.
You've worked with some valuable companies over your times in dealing with championships that you have been a part of. When you look at Simmons Bank and when you look at Mr. Makris, how do they stack up?
Well, George has the passion, obviously, and he has the philanthropic passion, as we just talked about, and he wants perfection. And I'm excited to work closely with the team and with Freddie Black and Elizabeth Matchin and other people within the Simmons organization to create one of the best tournaments on the PGA Tour Champions. And frankly, in PGA Tour golf, because while it's a PGA Tour Champions event, this is a major market, this is a major event in a great market, in a great state. So we will create something that'll be top-notch. George will not have it any other way. And we're going to create more than just a golf tournament. I mean, this is not, you know, if you're a golf fan, come on out. I mean, we see it in Phoenix at the Waste Management Open. Mm-hmm. I did it at the Honda Classic for 18 years down there in Palm Beach. you know, we create an entertainment vehicle. You know, I'm talking to people that are not golf fans. We got to create the energy and the excitement. We want to have music. We want to have fireworks. You heard about the tailgate zones. I mean, we want to create reasons for people to come out. We call it a must-attend event. This community will come out young to old, and they're going to, everybody will have a great time, and we'll make sure that the experience from when they first park their car or get out of their Uber is top-notch, because that's the first touch point for your customer, and we want to make sure that as they leave every day, they've had a great time, and they're telling their friends to come on back.
And Ken, speaking of the Simmons Bank Championship, it's a PGA Tour Champions playoff event.
Right.
It's very rare that a tournament gets a playoff event in its inaugural year.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's, there are only three of them, right? And it, you know, we're the second in the schedule of the three. Charles Schwab Cup will be the finals right after us. So, you know, it starts up at the Dominion Power up in Richmond, and it'll come down here and then go out to Phoenix. But we'll have the 54 of the best players on the tour, you know, coming into Little Rock, experiencing Little Rock. I'll bet you a lot of these players, other than maybe Ken Duke, Glenn Day, John Daly, you know, haven't really been to Little Rock. I know Glenn had a Day for Charity event here, and he had some other players in town. Dickie Pride, you know, spends a lot of time in Arkansas. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of people have not come to Little Rock. You know, your airport is fantastic. The hotel opportunities here, from the Capitol Hotel to, you know, all the AC and all these other great downtown properties are phenomenal. And, you know, we talked about Miguel Angel Jimenez earlier. You know, I could see him smoking a stogie sitting down on Main Street there in Little Rock, probably at a porch at the Capitol Hotel. But, you know, the Marriott's. And, I mean, there's just so many great assets that Little Rock has to offer. And then you talk about Pleasant Valley, you know, Aloshin, Chenal, Pleasant Valley. I mean, Pleasant Valley is such an awesome golf course for this tournament. I call it the horseshoe. Everyone calls it around the lake. You know, 16, 17, 18, those three holes of golf are going to determine who the champion's going to be. And that's frankly where a lot of our hospitality is going to go.
And it's kind of ironic, too, that you have a par 4, a par 3, and a par 5 to finish on. I mean, it's not like you're playing two par 4s or three par 4s. It's every part of a par that you can get on a golf course right now with the 4, 3, and a 5.
And they're all exciting. So 16 is almost a drivable par 4, as you know, if you want to take it on, depends on
where the wind's blowing.
Yep. You've got the range to the right, water to the left. You know, we see a lot of similarities to what we built at the Honda, too, because 16 is the beginning of the bear trap.
The bear trap,
so 15, 16, 17. But the 16, 17, 18 at PGA National, a dogleg par 4, a fun par 3 like our 17th at Pleasant Valley, and then 18 par 5, PGA National par 5. So, you know, you're going to bring eagle into play. And it's going to be very, very exciting. Pleasant Valley is such a perfect venue for this championship, and we're so excited about building the entertainment out there, and people are going to have fun. I mean, when the players make the turn, when they come off 15 and they get onto 16, beginning of that horseshoe, it's going to be pretty exciting. And as you know, the new clubhouse that's coming in, everything will be wide open. There won't be anything blocking the views from the clubhouse, similar to what the Players' Championship is in Ponte Vedra, where, you know, not only will you look at the clubhouse from television, but from the clubhouse out, you're going to have great sight lines down 18. And George Makris and the board have created this Arkansas Champions Clubhouse credential, very, very high end, the highest individual credential possible. Where you're going to, it'll be like a Berkman's Lodge at Augusta National. And that's really the premise of what George is creating out there, along with all the hospitality. So we're going to have hospitality on golfers right on 16. Behind 16 green will be kind of our fun party area. 17 will be all large shared hospitality. And then golfers right on 18 will be where our private sky suites, corporate sky suites will be. And then, of course, Simmons Bank and the members of Pleasant Valley will have a great, great 40 by 40 area on the left side of the green, literally on top of the green. So it's really ramping up to be, you know, one of the finest professional golf tournaments, not just Champions Tour events, but professional golf tournaments, embraced by a community that I truly believe will embrace this championship.
I think when you think of Simmons Bank and when you talk about Simmons Bank and you look at what they have done for the game of golf, not only on a PGA Tour level, but also in the state of Arkansas. But I think back, you know, Ken, to Will Zalatoris and having that Simmons Bank logo on his shirt when he almost did step into rarefied air. Outside of Fuzzy Zeller, no one's won the Masters in their first attempt, and he was very close.
He was very close, and he's a wonderful young man. as well. And, you know, then he went on and almost won the PGA, you know, a year or so later.
And the U.S. Open.
And the U.S. Open. I mean, it's phenomenal. And you know, he's a wonderful young man and, you know, a product from Dallas and, you know, Wake Forest. And you know, again, right behind him is Cam Young. And, you know, he's just a great representative for Simmons Bank. And, you know, again, you know, I think there's some agents out there that would probably like George Makris to help pick the next superstar because George certainly got one of the best in Will. But, you know, again, back to the Simmons Bank Championship, it's going to be such an awesome event. And we're going to build it all around energy and excitement. And, you know, that's what we've done. That's what I've done throughout my career. You know, we're in the entertainment space. We're not in the golf business. And people kind of scratch their head and go, what does that really mean? Well, you know, if you want to get golf fans to a golf tournament, you don't really need to do much. You don't need to market much because the golfers are going to come, right? Golfers want to go watch their heroes. And but how do you get everybody else out there? Well, you do it by creating fun and energy and excitement. And again, this community is ripe for this. I mean, they're starved for something like this. You know, Arkansas football, if they're played here, it's once every couple of years, maybe. And we don't know where the future that's going to go, of course. But again, the game of golf, when you look at across the horizon, the more successful events, the events that have gone outside the traditional model. And I'm a traditional golf guy, but you know, to market and develop a business, you need to think outside of the box. And you know, look what Live Golf's doing, right? I mean, I'm not a huge fan of what it's doing. I don't like the bifurcation in the game of golf right now. I think the majors last year were the most exciting events that we've seen in a long time because the game has come back together again. Mm-hmm. But what Norman and Liv have done is they've created this excitement. Okay, I don't like the shotguns. I don't like shorts, 54 holes, and that's the traditional side of me. But the crowd that they're drawing, albeit not terribly large, but it's a different breed. It's a different type of fan. And we're seeing that with Topgolf. I think Topgolf and PopStroke, you know, I do some consulting for PopStroke, are two of the greatest new golf entertainment businesses out there because they're bringing people to the game of golf that otherwise, Trey, you and I, you know, might not normally see at a golf course. And I know, again, back to the National Golf Foundation, they've done studies and, you know, they have found that I think it's something like 10% of non-golfers, never stepped foot on a golf course, 10% of the people that have come through Topgolf are now playing golf.
Wow.
And you think about, you know, the millions and millions of people that go through Topgolf every year, it's putting a club in the hand, it's getting them exposed to it, they're whacking a ball, and that's what PopStroke is doing. PopStroke has no barriers to entry. Topgolf, you still have to swing a golf club. But anytime you can get a golf club in a person's hands and they hit the little ball, you're potentially creating a new golfer. And that's why the game of golf right now is doing so well. COVID, of course, was so instrumental in bringing the game back. And there are more players playing now. They're first time ever, there are more off-course golfers than on-course. National Golf Foundation statistic from last year, which I don't think in my lifetime I would have thought would be, you know, would be what would happen. But again, there are more off-course golf fans, meaning driving range golfers, Top Golf, Pop Stroke, et cetera, you know, the snuggery, the puttery, rather. There are more people playing off-course golf now, but that's going to translate into bringing more people to the game of golf.
When you look at the place of this championship, obviously it's part of the playoffs, so it's going to be towards the end of the season. It's going to be in October. The weather could be just perfect.
Yeah,
for a championship of this caliber at that time of the year.
Absolutely right. You know, third week in October, you know, it could be chilly, but, you know, for the most part, it's going to be fantastic. And I know, you know, we've been out on the tour. Pro Links runs 7 professional golf tournaments and 4 PGA Tour Champions events. And the players are already talking about the excitement level. You know, they've heard a lot about Pleasant Valley, probably from Glenn and Ken Duke and others. I think Ken Duke won an amateur tournament at Pleasant Valley many, many years ago. The fact that Little Rock is such a classy town, the state of Arkansas, such a great state, the fact that a lot of these players haven't been here, they're looking forward to it. I mean, you're kind of in the middle of the United States, so you know they're going to hop from here. They have a week off before they go out to Phoenix, but it's going to be a great event, and players are already looking forward to coming here.
For you, when you see this tournament through and you get to that first Sunday, championship day, the trophies handed out and everything, is that when you just take a deep breath and relax a little bit?
Well, you know, there's Kaylee and the team are working tirelessly right now with the Simmons team to make sure we cover all our bases. And there's a lot that goes into planning these events. You know, I took over the Honda Classic 18 years ago, and to your point, that first year was a grind. But yes, Sunday, final putt drops, you know, emotions come out a little bit because you've worked hard for, you know, 12 months making this, you know, one of the greatest. And, you know, the success is only as good as the hard work that's going to be put into it. So, yeah, you take a deep breath, but, you know, it takes a few days. It's not like the final putt drops and your business is done. We've got to clean up the golf course. We've got to make sure Pleasant Valley gets put back to shape properly. And
you got to get ready for the next year.
And we immediately, well, you know, we use the current year event to sell for the future too.
Yeah.
And so far the demand in the market has been extraordinary. Phone calls are coming inward as opposed to always going outward. And, you know, when George made the original announcement, it was received very, very well. And, you know, we're going to get, you know, we already have a lot of our materials ready to go. We're going to hit the market here really hard in probably middle of February.
For you, best golf course you've ever played?
You know, I've been so fortunate to have played, you know, a few, well, many, unfortunately. I'll tell you, Cypress Point is always up there for many, many reasons. I've only played it twice, but, you know, those finishing holes, 15, 16, 17, probably the worst 18th hole of a famous course ever. But Cypress Point is phenomenal. There's another one that not many people have heard of that I've played up in northern Michigan called Crystal Downs. Alistair McKenzie course. He did it after he was doing Cypress Point and Pasatiempo on the West Coast. He took a train back to New York to go to Scotland on the boat. That's how you traveled back then. His buddies pulled him off in Chicago and drove him up to Frankfort, Michigan. And it's top 20 in the world, and not many people have heard of it. You know, again, you've got Pine Valley, Marion, Augusta National. I mean, they're all great in their own right. But again, I think, you know, Cypress Point is pretty special.
That is pretty special. All right, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play around to golf with.
Well, Arnold Palmer's on that list. I mean, the king, there's no one better than the king. You know, I worked with Jack Nicklaus for a number of years, so you got to put the Golden Bear in there. You know, and then I'm going to go back in time. I mean, I'm a huge steward of Bobby Jones.
Okay,
You know, what Bobby Jones meant to the game of golf, you know, never turned professional, amateur, you know, had some challenges his first few times over when he played in the Open Championship. And, you know, so I'm thinking Bobby Jones, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. And then my you know, next right below that, you know, I throw in a Ben Hogan just because of what he represented in the game of golf. You know, Gene Sarazen, you know, Walter Hagen. I mean, what a character Walter Hagen was. I love, you could tell I'm a fan of the tradition side. And, you know, I think it's all those guys.
That's awesome. Ken, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck with the Simmons Bank Championship.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, on the web at bphotels.com.
That will just about do it for this episode of From the Short Grass. Before we get out of here, the Simmons Bank Championship is looking for volunteers now. You can go to simmonsbankchampionship.com/volunteers to find out more information. But there are several different committees that you could be a part of. Scoring services, spectator services, hospitality services, player services, championship services, operations division, and gallery management division. That gallery management, that also includes the driving range where you get to help deliver the golf balls and make sure the nameplates are correct on the golfers while they're hitting range balls. Walking scorers, standard bearers, those are in the scoring services, TV spotters and long drive as well. Look, you will want to be a part of the Simmons Bank Championship, and I encourage you to go and become a volunteer. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon, maybe at the Simmons Bank Championship, but always from the short grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.